Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday. And hello, everybody. Welcome to our program during this National Guide Dog Month. And what really makes me mad, and many, many other people, not just me, is now the aftermath of the death of Milton. See? Now, Michelle, who you heard on this show a while back, and you seen her on our television show and on the or maybe on the YouTube, Michelle, who owned Milton, I say that because once the dog is turned over to the disabled person, in my mind and in the mind of many, many others, the person then owns the dog. I don't care what the hell documents or anything else there are. Anyway, now she's struggling to keep her business going. Now, when she had Milton, sure, you still struggle, but it was a lot easier because she was able to get around more. She was able to make appointments herself without depending on her husband, who most of the time is in Shelby's kitchen trying to run it. And you know, she was able to be independent and free and not have to worry about how am I going to get there tomorrow or whatever. Now she doesn't have that anymore. They took it away from her. They killed it. And therefore, her business is being affected and not doing well. Now, we have offered to remedy, to do, you know, put up a GoFundMe, to do a campaign on it. I don't know if he's going to want that, but we offered, Inner Sight offered. I don't think any other agency has offered to help us. She's dealt with the Helen Keller people, used her in their school. Can you please get rid of that noise in the background?
I'm doing it right now by holding it, but I guess it's not coming through. I'll try again.
Get rid of the noise. Don't talk about it. Please. So the Helen, Michelle went to Helen Keller to learn supposedly how to, you know, different skills, pain travel and all that. And you can damn ass well believe that they got money for every person who was in that class, you know. And I knew that. When they said they were at the day for Milton back in May in an unofficial capacity. Now, that was an insult. That was a damn-ass insult to Milton, to Michelle, to Inner Sight, and everyone else. You know, because, and you know why they said that? Because then they wouldn't have to do anything about it. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to put up any money or say, hey, we want an investigation. We demand an investigation, you know, from the Helen Keller. We're calling the Justice Department. We want a full investigation into the school. We've dealt with this school for years and years and years. This is horrible. They didn't do a damn ass thing for her. But they used her to get money for the things that they taught her. I mean, I could have taught her all those things for free. So that is a definite mad. That not only did they kill Milton, but now it's carried over to her struggling to keep her store open and the business, you know, She said to me the other day in a text, I lost Milton, and now I'm losing my business. You know? And as I said, we offered to help. We offered to get together and figure out what kind of a thing we can do. I think the Chamber of Commerce should help. I think the town should help. So it's up to her. You know, I mean, I love Michelle, but you know, you can lead a horse to water. You know what I mean? But we're going to continue to support her in every way. On the 26th, we're doing a tribute to Milton on television, and we're going to point this out, how it has affected her after the death of Milton. You know, when somebody loses their eyesight, that's a trauma. That's a big trauma in their life, you know? And many times it affects their job, their employment, their family, their wife, whoever. How many people have lost their eyesight and next thing you know, their wife or husband leaves them? Happens all the time. So it's a big trauma. Milton was her eye. With Milton, Michelle was not blind. Now she is. If you know what I mean by that. Literally, her vision was impaired, but it wasn't the same degree that it is now. And you know, there's an old saying in the blind community. I remember it way back when I got my first guide dog with guiding eyes, and they used to say, "Don't you need the dog to get the job?" In other words, the dog would help you find a job because you could get around better. You know, and people many times, you know, you need all the help you can get. People many times were so impressed with your dog, you know, that they'd hire you just to have the dog around. There's all kinds of things going on with a guide dog. People don't realize that, you know. So it's a definite mad. Mr. Biden will be in New York tomorrow to address the UN. All right, I'm glad that he's trying to help those people over there in the Ukraine. He doesn't have to lose money to help us. Three things, Mr. President. License and regulate the guide dog school. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. And put money and allow the agencies to raise money behind the Americans with Disability Act so things can be made accessible all the time, ongoing, until every damn thing in this damn-ass country is accessible. That's what Mr. Biden should do for us. I wish him well. He's my president. I love him. I wish him peace and happiness. You gotta do the right thing. Doing it for foreigners, do it for us. We're not against helping the people over there that got invaded. It's horrible. But do something for us where you don't even have to spend any more money. Let the agency start raising the money to do it. So there you have it. That's another mad. And Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. Catering, food, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And, of course, you'll see beautiful signs of Milton, the guide dog, whenever you go there. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Next month is the Self-Advocacy Group, October 13th at Silo. Now, the best way to get info on that is to go to their website and look it up. Get all the details. It's an early morning event. They're going to serve breakfast early in the morning. So, and they've got different workshops during the day. So you might want to check that out. All right. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 on the Silo. Inner Sight, and the following week, October 20th, will be the historic news conference on the nursing home. How to solve the problem so that people don't have to go into nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing. That's something that everybody needs, that everybody can relate to. And we're going to have testimonials. We're going to have we're going to alert the media of this country and all over as much as we can. And I want to thank my daughter Mary for already starting to do that. Greatly appreciate it. So that's October 20th at Silo. And I'm sure that you'll find information on their website about it. All right. Inner Sight. Hey, you want to stay in shape? Call Devin Fernandez. Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. Brought to you by Nobody Solved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and when they're able to do it, they can get you some medical for your animal. Talk to Gary over there. Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. And whoever sent me a text message, if you're listening, I cannot read text messages while I'm on the air. So call and leave me a voicemail if you want. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Vontio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. That's what we remind you to do. Protect the children. They deserve it. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And this is Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about. The number here on air, 213-816-1650. If you want to dial in and sound off about your mad or glad. Let's see. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And we thank them for all of their help, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And I want to thank my dear, dear friends, Tony and Jennifer, for helping Inner Sight and for their latest donation, our program Alive. And we greatly appreciate it. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, and Yeah, tomorrow the president will be in New York City, according to the news anyway. So I wouldn't drive to New York tomorrow if I were you. You're going to get all jammed up. But anyway, mad or glad Monday? Anything you're mad about or glad about? Any phone calls? Engineer, you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, we only have one caller, but we have one caller, and they're all ones, so that comes from, what do you call that? Not Zoom, the other one. Skype. That comes from Skype. So if you got all ones,
one
it usually comes from Skype. Yeah, just one caller, but they don't want to go and they want to listen.
All right. Thank you, caller. Feel free to listen if you have any questions. Push the one and we'll recognize you.
Yep.
Yeah, so let's see. Let me run down the week. Tomorrow night is open mic. You can pick your own subject. Wednesday is the nursing home show, and the title of that show is Turn Nursing Home into Accessible Housing, and then we usually have a theme. So we'll pick that out and let you know about that. Thursday night is subject night. Let's see what we decide that to. And of course, Friday is the funniest. It's all a little whacked out on Friday. All right, Inner Sight, the up-and-coming Jewish holiday. I want to wish all our Jewish friends a happy new year coming up. I think it's next week. And, you know, we talked about it before. We say it all the time. Inner Sight is for everyone. It really is. Because if you have a loved one that you're trying to help, and, you know, be it trying to keep them out of a nursing home or a rehab or any kind of help. You and that loved one, everyone, is subject to the system and the way it works. I mean, it doesn't matter. Even if a person is wealthy, and I realized this the other day, even if a person is wealthy, they still wind up in a nursing home. You know, the state can take them to court, the family can start a court action. I hear voices in the background. Please, keep it quiet. Mute it if you have to, but keep it quiet. All right. And, you know, what happens is, and it's horrible what happens. People try to keep a loved one out of a nursing home. All right. Now, I wonder how many people this happens to every month. There's no statistics on it, I guarantee you. They try to keep a person out of a nursing home. They exhaust their money and resources. The state doesn't help them. The state is very limited on the help that they'll give you. And in fact, you may or may not even be eligible some of these programs. None of these programs, tell you why I say that. You know, the programs that are supposed to keep you out of the nursing home, they don't work. Because the nursing home is still there. It doesn't make sense. What good is the program if you can always go to the nursing home? It doesn't make any sense. It's set up so that a person has to fall into the trap. It really is. I mean, people say, oh, you know, these programs are good, they're there, they're helping people. If they're that good, then get rid of the nursing homes. Why do you need them? The answer is that the programs cannot get rid of the nursing homes. That's why there's inner sight. I was privy to a conversation, secondhand, but privy to a conversation between my daughter Mary and Jose Delgado from Silo, and it got back to me, and I'm glad it did. Appreciate it. It got back to me that Jose Delgado told my daughter, you know, I'm using your father. We're using him to get the word out because we can't. We can't do this. We're limited. You know? So I'm very happy, by the way, that this is the case, you know, because I feel like Moses, that Jehovah God used him to free all those slaves in Egypt. I feel honored that Silo is using me and Inner Sight to bring about a massive change. And we're going to do it. I know we're going to do it. I don't know the day or the hour, but I know we're going to do it. And the reason I know we're going to do it is because it's the right thing to do. The common sense thing to do. That a person belongs in their own home. Why do you get a home? Why do you buy a home? Do you buy a home to someday go to a nursing home and give it to them? That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense, does it? So why should that hang over your head? You can lose your home to me, which shouldn't be either. You can lose your home to the bank if you can't pay the mortgage. You know? But you're paying them. But to lose your home to a nursing home, a place where you don't even want to be, a place where you don't get good care and attention and food that you may want, and outdoor activity and a service dog if you need one, and an aide to be with you so you don't have to put your waste from your body out on yourself and be subject to infection and everything else. So it's an abnormal situation. When they created nursing, and this is a definite matter, they created an abnormal situation. And that's why the problem is so severe. Because it's not the right thing to do. People belong in their own home. That's why they buy the home. That's why they pay it. That's why they take care of it. All right, Inner Sight. Man, I'm glad. 213-816-1650 if you want to sound off or comment about anything. It's National Guide Dog Month. And we have a tentative date, not confirmed yet. Tentative date for a day from Milton in Justin, Texas, November 18th, the week before Thanksgiving. And we are going to tie it in with, you know, be thankful that there's a law to protect your safety and your way of life and your vision. You know, help us Honor Milton. Help us honor, help us license and regulate the schools to make them better. Tentative date. All you Texans out there, get ready for inner sight.
Frank.
So we're going to make it.
Frank.
All right, anybody on the line?
Yes, I believe Mary, and she, I don't know if she wants to speak, but her mic is red, so I'm going to give her to you.
Who's on the line? Hold on. Who's on the
Mary,
line?
Mary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's bring Mary
your
in.
Daughter. Yeah, she's already in, but she's been quiet. Mm-hmm.
If she wants to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
hey.
How you doing?
How are you? I'm just listening in to make sure nobody gets rowdy. PG-13, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Okay, I suppose.
Perfect. We're perfect. Because we're kicking ass and taking names. We've got all the links to anything that you would want to see in our site. They're below. We have our GoFundMe. We have the two links for the petition. One is for guide dogs, and the other is for the petition for the nursing home. Both the links are there below, and we're definitely looking forward to doing something for Milton here in Texas. So excited. We're going to get as many people as we can to join in, whether they're blind or not, need a service dog or not, you know, we're just going to get everyone, because who can't understand the sorrow of just losing any animal at all, let alone your guide dog? It just, it's unbelievable. And more people need to be aware of it. They need to remember it. Don't forget what happened, because once you forget it, there lies the problem and it will happen again. It's so important that it's a part of their ritual to check and double check the car before they go in the building for the day. I mean, my God, it just doesn't make any sense. And this is happening not just with guide dogs, but with children and with other animals being left alone in the car. People are breaking windows and they see dogs in parking lots. I mean, it's a mess. Wake up. Create a problem. A misdemeanor for killing an animal should be unheard of, unlawful.
Yeah,
I apologize. I'm on strong, but I feel strong about it. She got slapped with a double misdemeanor, and she killed an animal.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know how it's possible for you to forget a full-size grown Labrador in the back of a car. I mean, was it that quiet? Was it that the dog maybe was too loud the whole time, pissed her off, and she decided to leave it there? I have very many questions, and I'll never stop having these questions until I get answers. I just don't understand.
Pardon me.
It.
I agree with you. I just wanted to let you know. This is
deplorable,
honestly.
Yeah. The woman, don't forget, is going blind and deaf. Blind and
mm-hmm.
deaf. Anyone out there can fathom going blind and deaf? Can you imagine just going deaf or just going blind? This woman has both. And
mm-hmm.
is trying to be successful with a business and a husband and a family, still pushing through when most of us can't even do it with our sight or with our hearing. And they take this animal from her that gave her the strength to be able to persevere after getting diagnosed with such a catastrophic thing. I forget the name of it, Dad, but my God, it's just unbelievable that nobody is screaming about this. How could they not have personally called her and apologized and asked, what can we do? How can we help? Do you need us to send someone there to help you until you get another dog? Is there anything we can do? You know, I mean, I can't imagine how they're sleeping at night just thinking about this. It's disgusting. Really?
Yeah, it is.
No, I really am so sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that there was more that we can do, but just raising the awareness, talking about it, making sure people don't forget about it. It has been a year, and of course things start to dwindle down. That's human nature. But we can't let them forget. Once they forget, that's when it happens again. You know, Tesla has something in the car for dogs to where they can leave the car on and show something on the screen like, don't be alarmed, my dog is safe, because people are seeing these animals in the car and they're breaking the window. I mean, this poor dog was trapped inside of a crate, inside of the back of a van, and had no way of showing itself or trying or barking or sitting up or moving around. I mean, nobody even is talking about what this poor animal must have gone through in its agony. Bring that up. It's freaking a full-size animal, what, nearly 100 pounds, just dying from heat after 5 hours. Can you not picture the hell that this poor thing went through? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's tremendous. And they have no remorse, no sympathy. I want to see it. I don't want to hear how this woman got arrested or hear how she got slapped with a couple of misdemeanors. I mean, you go steal a pack of gum at the store and you get slapped with a misdemeanor. So to me, that's a bunch of crap.
Oh, yeah.
How could you kill something and get away with it? Anything. You kill a squirrel, you should get in trouble. My gosh. How could you kill something and get away with it? Somebody's eyes. You know what the problem is? I bet you that she was scared that day that she let him go on any day that come and pick up her dog. And she probably felt that something was going to go wrong, just like any other time her dog left her side. And there's just nothing that you can do about it because they force you to bring the dog back there for weekly, whatever the heck it is. She should be allowed to go to make sure everything's okay, to sit beside the dog. I mean, how could you train, Dad, correct me if I'm wrong, but how could you train a guide dog without its person being there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they intimidate people because there's no law.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, why would I ever be a dog that some random stranger trained for me to trust with my eyes, meaning close your damn eyes and walk across the street, okay? And this is the animal that's taking you across the street. I guarantee 90% of people would not trust anything like that to cross the street. And this woman did. She found her dog. She found her animal that she trusted to walk across the street into oncoming traffic. And they take it from you so easily.
Yeah, well, let me explain what happened was Michelle was at school at the time, Helen Keller, learning different skills and all that, and Milton was with her at the school. So for some reason, I don't know, I wasn't there, I could have figured it out very easily, Milton became restless. Now, there was something bothering him at that school. So Michelle called the school, and they told her, well, you have to bring him back to the school, and we'll take a look and see. He was at the school several weeks when this happened.
My
I mean,
gosh,
what the hell was
several
going on?
Yeah.
A problem like that.
For what?
You know, as a guide dog trainer, I can tell you, a problem like that does not mandate returning a dog to that kind of training.
Well, I mean, even if you know nothing about guide dogs, think about it with anything that you've experienced in your life as far as animals go. Does it take a dog several weeks to learn hardly anything, especially a dog that's already undergone training, you know, is already familiar with all of these types of things that he's doing? So is that something that's truly necessary, weeks and weeks? What's the purpose to be away from the person that they're supposed to be taking
There's
care of? They might
it.
Have to relearn that person all over again.
There's more to it that we don't know.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, thanks to Mary. Inner Sight, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. I'm mad or glad Monday, and
I have a mad.
All our friends for keeping the show on the air. You got a mad?
Yes, I do. Very mad. Oh. They stopped all of my home care just because I was looking to join one of their stupid programs with a Medicaid's program called the TBI waiver program. But they said to my aide, they don't know if I'll be worthy enough to go, you know, and work. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to work and then show it to them. That's something that I don't give two hoots. Who are you telling? They're going to get upset.
What do you mean worthy?
No, I'm not. They told me I'm too inexperienced. Excuse me? I used to be a manager in a help desk. They just didn't want to help me anymore. They really didn't.
See, that's something I don't understand either. You know, we went to the store today, and clearly the person at the checkout was disabled, which I thought was, ooh, I was head over heels. I was over the moon. I'm thanking them. You know, I'm just like, thank you.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
But the thing is, doesn't the government understand that these are the types of people that need jobs and are willing to work the types of jobs that other people aren't willing to work? So why are you shunning them? Why are you not putting them out there where other people don't want to be and they're so freaking happy to be just anywhere, you know?
That's right.
Anywhere, just living. And we need them. We need people like that, not these crappy people that hate their job and make our lives miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, here was my checkout today in a wonderful experience, and I can't understand why they would shun you for doing
I want to add something. This was both Helen Keller and the Commission for the Blind. And I'm blind. I'm considered blind and deaf because I have visual impairment and a hearing impairment, both. And they said, well, because of your health, we can't help you right now. You have to get better. Well, what is the sense of getting better when you don't have the money to work, you know, and get better? You know, you can't do that. It's just I can't fathom it.
A human brain doesn't get better by sitting still. A human brain has to keep moving, physically, emotionally, all of it. So for you to sit in your house and hope that one day you're going to work, you're going to deteriorate regardless. You're not going to improve. You have to have something to look forward to, whether it's, you know, every day on the show, you know, or every day going to work and then every night coming on the show. Otherwise, your body's saying, all right, time to give up. Got nothing to look forward to.
Let me explain to people what happened here. The commission and also Helen Keller, which was just a branch of the commission where they get money. You know, the Commission for the Blind is notorious for using people to a certain amount in a certain degree, and then finding some excuse to drop them because their money ran out for that type of person. That's what's going on here. That's why the money to help people get a job or whatever should be in an account for the person to be used only for that purpose. Then you're protected. I mean, you have a right to ask for a hearing, and I think you should. But the point is, unless the money is there, how are you going to get the help?
Exactly.
Somebody else controls the money.
That's right.
That's the problem. That's what's going on in this country with people who are disabled and elderly and who need help. The money is controlled by somebody else. That's why Intersight wants the whole thing changed, where the agency would raise the money. And in this case, you know, you put X amount of dollars into an account. This is the money to help you get, and you replenish that every year. And the agencies that raise that money get a piece of it. They can make money on it. It's like a partnership with the person. That's what's needed. Instead of this all this psychological bull crap that they put on people. And I got to say, Suzanne, you know, I warned you about this. I told you. They used
me. Yeah, you did. Don't get too close. Yeah, I agreed with you.
Me. years ago when I wanted to be a professional singer, and Ira Tucker was my manager, we did a whole proposal for them. We only needed 20,000, man. You know what they said? Oh, music is not a good profession for blind people.
And why is Stevie Wonder doing it? You know?
Yeah, your
That's
other
what bothers
sense
me.
Heightened. That makes absolutely no sense.
I mean, that was there.
Yeah.
You know, they are the biggest jackasses in the world.
Well,
you know why? I'm going to tell you. You know the main reason why I say that? Oh, because they'll put you in a nursing home. You know. All these people.
You can say it because it's PG-13. Don't worry. I have a mad. But it's also a question. How does the government expect anyone to survive off of $15 an hour? I don't understand.
Yeah.
How is this? And then on top of that, if you make any money at all, you're pretty much automatically disqualified for any government benefit. Even if you're making $11 an hour, they think you're fully capable. So you either have to have no income, no job, and do nothing, and sit around all day and hope the government pays you, or you have to work your ass off for $12 an hour to be able to just pay your rent, maybe not eat that week because there's not enough for food, just in the increase in all the prices. The people are just out here suffering with no health, no money, and no way to work 8 hours a day with gas payments and food and everything else, get their kids to school, and make a simple life just for their family. It's almost impossible. That's why there's so many people doing so many illegal things, and it's like the government is forcing you to do it.
We have a caller when Frank's done.
All right. Let's take another call.
I'm letting him in. It's Lorraine. Here she goes.
Hello?
Lorraine? Well, she's probably away from the phone. Okay.
Hello?
Right.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Suzanne. And Frank.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. It's Caroline. I gave you that I remember a long term ago, I gave you that purple poncho, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You still have it?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, that's great. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It had like a little ruffle around it.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Nice.
Hello. Who is this
Hi.
On the line?
With Mr. Frank Perino.
Yeah, Frank Perino's my pet.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Hi. I don't know what the subject's about tonight, but I've been on Section 8 for 4 years, and the 7,000 people ahead of me, that's ridiculous.
Wow.
And the rents have gone up, and the gas has gone up, and this
that's
is terrible. What do you think about, what's the discussion about today?
I'm so sorry. Anything you want. Anything matter, Glenn.
That's right. Mondays.
Yeah. Are you still at the same place, Suzanne, with your husband?
Oh, yeah. I'm still with my husband. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
But places are hard to find, nice places, you know, and it's the rents have gone up so high and the food. And they cut my food stamps to $30 a month. It used to be $250, and now it's $30 a month.
The hell are you going to get
only
$30?
That's crazy.
Yeah,
milk?
That's it. I think it's
so
because
sorry.
Of the immigrants that are in Manhattan. What, Frank?
One at a time.
Hello?
Let the guests talk. Go ahead, Caroline.
There's a lot of immigrants in Manhattan, and I think that's why they cut my food stamps. You know?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I can agree with that.
And the church food, they give you corn, peas, I mean, really, that's all they really give. They don't give as much as they used to, you know, dear?
Right.
So
I was told by a friend that they have in Farmingdale, that near
mm-hmm.
where I live, which is where I live, they have a outreach program out of the St. Killian's Church. So if you need anything, they have the restaurants in town. They have a whole bunch, and they're getting donations on food all the time. I mean, it might just be, you know, something that you could try, and maybe it will help you.
Only in Farmingdale?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Farmingdale?
I'm having trouble.
Where?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Farmingdale?
Yeah. Farmingdale, yeah, I live in that area.
Yeah, about Farmingdale.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I don't know where, how far
mission,
you live from it. I'm sorry.
The Lighthouse Mission, there's 200 people on the line. And I, you know, it's that traveling truck, and they give two little bags, and you have to stay on that long line,
yeah,
you know, rain or shine, you know?
Yeah, I know what it's like. This year has
yeah.
been very, and the year before, very challenging. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Carol,
are you in, like, a hotel or in the shelter still?
No, my girlfriend is in a rooming house with two little puppies, Shih Tzus, and she said it hasn't changed a bit. They're still very not nice people in the shelters, that they put three girls into one bathroom, and she said it's absolutely absurd.
Oh, yeah.
God. And they take a third of her salary, but she was able to bring her two little puppies with her. They're,
okay.
They're guide dogs. They're rescue dogs. You know, she has an illness. What do they call those? They're special dogs.
Service animals?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a service animal,
yeah.
Yeah. And she said that she's scared. And she doesn't like it, and she doesn't know where else to go.
Call in.
Yeah.
Speak with them so people can hear her story. People need to hear it so they can help.
Exactly.
They don't know unless they hear mm-hmm. it. We need for you to call in and tell your story.
I guess I'll give her your number. Maybe she could talk to you on the air, I guess.
Sure. Honor
I don't know if I'm allowed to say her name. Frank, you know
no,
it.
I wouldn't.
It's Angel Oldring. She loves, I think she's got three little Shih Tzus. And they don't want three Shih Tzus in an apartment, dear. I think they only want one.
Wow.
I think Frank knows her.
I know who she is.
Yeah, she's all the way in Shirley, and she doesn't like it.
Here comes another person.
Yeah.
Tell
her to make sure she's not hurt. Protect herself. And by hurt, I don't mean just physically. Emotionally, mentally. Mm-hmm. That she's talking about what's happening to her and what's upsetting her, so she can realize how bad it is and not just sit there and take abuse. Sometimes
that's
people get abused and they don't
it's
realize
terrible.
It because it's a little bit better than what it was initially. But it is abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's not easy.
Caroline.
No. Yeah.
Everybody. You know what the bottom line is? The money is not being used in the right way.
That's right.
That's why all these things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
The money that's there that's supposed to help us is not being used in the right way. Until that gets straightened out, you're going to hear all kinds of stories.
Yeah.
Worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's
I learned
so
the
many
hard way,
immigrants. Who's going to feed all these immigrants in Manhattan? I don't understand this world. There's so many that... fled their country, and how could this happen?
I know you have immigrants there in New York, but we're in Texas. We're very close to the border.
Oh, Texas.
And
very
saturated with immigrants. And, you know,
really?
People are people, right? But when you move around from country to country, you have to learn their rules, their laws, and how they treat their people, you know, just common things, even just simple things as a joke. People don't understand coming from other countries. Start fights. You know, people are coming here and maybe it's 18 to drink in their country. It's 21 here, and they're treating women differently because they're acceptable in other countries. Like you said, there's not enough food. There's not enough resources.
Mm-hmm.
They're not checking. They're not letting us know that they're here, so we don't know, and they're taking all of our stuff.
That's
right.
Well, where the hell are the government regulating? Did you see the video today that I saw of just hundreds of immigrants rolling in on a train, screaming, jumping up and down like it looked like panic? And they're
we
just like,
had
we're
a
here.
Quarter, Frank?
Nobody's doing nothing. They're taking all of our money, everything.
Oh, I
hollering
know.
At little girls from the corner because they do it where they're from. They do it here. They're hurting us. Nobody's
yes,
talking about that.
Yeah. And Vegas, did you see the 70? What about Vegas and 70,000 people got stranded, Frank? They went to a festival and 70,000 people got stranded in Vegas.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard of that. Yep. It's horrible.
But why
stranded.
Do you have to go to a festival? Just stay home.
Exactly.
Well, the thing is with that is we want people to gather and to get along and to dance and sing. That's the purpose of a festival. But they need to have proper, what is it called? You know, they need to have people there watching and making sure nobody's getting hurt or maybe patting them down at the door, metal detectors. Don't just throw a festival together. Do it properly. I mean, it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise you're doing it to be hurtful, spiteful, vindictive, evil.
Mm.
Frank, we have another caller.
All right. You know, you do a quick clear the board and we'll take another call. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye.
Caroline.
Thank
and,
you.
Mayor, thank you. All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Mad or glad Monday. Obviously, people mad and glad are different things. All right, who we got on?
We
line?
Have a Skype. We have a Skype caller. So just a warning, Frank. Here he comes.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hello.
I guess they want to listen. They want to listen again. Okay.
That's the listener.
I guess so.
Yeah. Let me
introduce,
sum up.
Sorry.
You know, you're hearing people with all these problems and all these things that are going on, and as I said before, this system needs to change. All right. The money that goes into these agencies belongs to us. Now let me point out something. You hear all this stuff about a waiting list on Section 8, guide dog waiting list, things aren't accessible, you know, ADA issues and all that. Now, why is it, isn't it strange that we don't have the help we need, but these people at these damn-ass agencies are making all kinds of money?
That's right.
Now, there's the answer. We should come first. The people who need the help should come first. Then the person should get paid.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it should be. And believe me, if they listened to Inner Sight, they would still get paid.
Right.
Because we want to reform this whole system. We want to make it so these agencies can raise the money and get their percentage and help at the same time. See? We're not talking about an idea where the government has to keep spending money, money, money. No, we want to cut the government back and let the agencies start raising the money. That way, we have more control over our lives if the money's put into an account to help us. And that's really what's needed. What you're hearing is people who can't get help because the money is not being used in the right way. But I guarantee you, all these people who can't get help go to agencies where the director, assistant director, and all the other officials are pulling big-ass salaries. And yet the person can't get help. That's what's wrong with the system. That's what needs to be changed. That's what Inner Sight is about. That's why we say get rid of these damn nursing homes. Look at all the money they would save. Right up the top. So there you have it. Until the system changes, it's going to be bad, and it's going to go from bad to worse. Because the resources are not being used in the right way. I don't care if they help the immigrants. Go ahead. But make sure that a blind or a disabled person has what they need to live their life. That's all we say. And get these agencies to start raising that money so we don't have to go fight with the government every month. So you don't have to worry, somebody gave me $100, they're going to cut me off or whatever. Horrible. Have to live like
it
that.
It is horrible. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they
I was
on.
Told, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was told that if I went to get food stamps that I wouldn't get it at all because my husband made too much money. But that we are because of the last year, he was out of work for a very long time, and basically he said that he had to use his the 401k. Well, let me tell something to you. That is the most horrible thing because you get, at the end of the year, you get slammed with all the taxes that go with that same principle. You can't save anything when you're disabled. That's the hard part right there.
Of course.
So I want to give, yeah.
I ain't supposed to save anything.
You can't.
What?
Get it taken away like I did.
There's an example of what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
The agency that is supposed to help you. See? If they raise money every year in case people need money for food, you would have it. Hey,
exactly.
You know, we got $500. You need food, we're sending you the... We're going to put it in an account. You can only use it. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
That's how the system should work.
Yep.
And they can still get their damn salaries and write it off as a fundraiser and make 20% of whatever they raise. All right.
My two wheelchairs are broken. It's so lovely. Yeah, it is.
I will be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. I want to thank all our callers, listeners, Inner Sight. Anybody needs any help, please call us, 631-224-3090. Be happy to do what we can. Thank you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. See you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.